favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump says he has decided to hold off on enacting a 50% tariff on goods from the European Union until July, after a call with the head of the European Commission.
She asked for an extension on the June 1st date, and she said she wants to get down to serious negotiation because I've told you specifically, haven't I told anybody that would listen? They have to do that.
He agreed to an extension until July 9th. The president also voiced disapproval of Russian President Vladimir Putin after repeated bombings of Ukraine following failed peace talks. The BBC's Fiona MacDonald.
The German foreign minister called President Putin's behavior an affront, including against Donald Trump, who, he said, had tried so hard to get him to the negotiating table. Mr. Trump's Ukraine envoy posted a picture of fires in Kyiv, saying the indiscriminate killing of civilians was a clear violation of the Geneva protocols.
The director of the UN World Food Program says more aid is badly needed in Gaza.
Cindy McCain says the situation is dire at best.
We have 500,000 people inside of Gaza that are extremely food insecure and could be on the verge of famine if we don't help bring them back from that.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, McCain said as bad as conditions are for the Palestinians in Gaza, they're even worse for the people of Sudan.
Sudan is the largest humanitarian crisis on the planet right now, and we've got to pay attention to it.
McCain says millions in Sudan are facing near starvation. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
5 years ago today, George Floyd was murdered in Minneapolis police custody. At George Floyd Square, events are being held this weekend. WCCO Radio's Susie Jones was there.
Minneapolis City Council member Andrea Jenkins says it is a bittersweet time with some new businesses opening in the area, but no permanent memorial this many years later.
It's extremely frustrating.
Her wish for the site is that it becomes a place of healing.
That's my ultimate goal, is to have peace, love, and beauty at the intersection of George Floyd Square.
Susie Jones for CBS News, Minneapolis.
Tomorrow is not just the end of a holiday weekend. Memorial Day is also a time to honor our fallen soldiers. David Krall with the Whitechapel Memorial Park Cemetery in Michigan says it's important.
I don't think it's ever enough, but we try to do our part. If everybody can do a little bit to remember to take a minute, come out to our cemetery and pay tribute to those who died, then we've accomplished something for Memorial Day.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies and low 40s. Mostly sunny with a high near 70 on your Memorial Day Monday. Monday night, mostly cloudy, 46. Slight chance of rain on Tuesday. We'll see a high near 66. And then rain is likely Tuesday night and Wednesday.
Currently 66 degrees.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong, they tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Sound always gets me. Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. This time around is tape 27, Beginnings. Over the next hour, we're going to go over some of the best opening tracks of an album from the 90s. This was inspired by an article on loudwire.com. Big shout out to them. They've been doing great work for a long time. They put together a list of the five best lead songs on a grunge album. So that got me thinking. I asked around to some people and everything and put together our own list of 90s albums. So the greatest lead track on any 90s album, any genre, no labels. Kind of our thing around here. We begin with their top five, then we'll have the audience choices. First, from their selections, one that I would have chose and have played myself. In fact, it was the first song we played on this show, a song that set off an era from Nirvana's legendary album, Nevermind. Here Smells Like Teen Spirit on WFHR's Unlabeled.
She's so overboard.
Did I play that album a lot? From the innovators of Mother Love Bone, this is Shangri-La. On the way, another album I played into the dirt. Oh, no, I didn't mean to do that. From the album Dirt, Alice in Chains, Them Bones. Next track on their top five best of is from 94, the classic album Super Unknown, Seattle's own Soundgarden with Let Me Drown on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Over my eyes, a warm look Mental health is healthcare. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worrywart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
His property. We're damn good too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up! It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself.
I can't believe they taking more than 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. I let my explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them dames was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
To a whole new era. G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. Smoke like I smoke, then ya like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will regulate.
Kicking off our best of album openers of the 90s, First Tracks Only, another song that kicked off an era from 94, Warren G, Regulate. On the way, we got Smashing Pumpkins and Metallica. Here from August of 96, Outkast, just two dope boys in a Cadillac on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Greetings.
Up my lungs and be blowing, spitting this game. Coming up on you from the south, the ATLians ain't changed. Cooler than most players claim to be. Get it from the A-Town C, the home of the Bay Headbound. Coming to road in other city streets, enough of the virality. Fallacy, but if we speed, not fixed. You been pulling your guards, licking a Jerry curfew. Every time I rhyme for y'all, I'm looking to prove a point. Kicking a freestyle every now and then, but mostly after joint. See how I smoke good, cause see it go good with them flows. Why? The B.I.G. like Tony Rich, nobody knows why. But me and my folks, cause y'all jokes just like the Joker. I'm sick of these whack ass rappers, like I'm tired of holding chokers.
Who them boys that be having a crunk every occasion? This side, dust and that side, lacing. But in the middle, we stay calm, we just drop bombs. Asking where we come from, South Coast strong.
Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
It's so sucker MC stepped up to me. Challenged Andre to a battle and I stood there patiently as he spit and stumbled over cliches, so-called freestyling. Whole purpose just to make me feel look, I guess he's wild. And I say look, why I ain't for that so this. Let me explain on the child style so you don't miss. I grew up to myself, not round no park bench. Just a n***a busting flows off in departments. Now who them boys that be having a crunk every occasion? This side, just in that side, placing. But in the middle, we stay calm, we just drop bombs. Asking where we come from, South Pro strong.
Just two dope boys in a Cadillac. Just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
It go
Bulls, Bronx to the Fleetwoods, Coops to the Bills. Haters the bold and all these flows, we having a player chill in this atmosphere. This ain't no practice here, we cutting the food now. I'm doing you at the house and throwing you out because I'm due now. Don't you love the way we claiming bankhead, stankhead? Looking around this watch for the herb that's never tainted. Fainted when you heard the bourbon serving on the block, and all you biting individuals need to check yourself and stop.
Yeah, tight like nuts and bolts, less than hoes that get evicted. I'm dealing with queens and my castle ain't worth it to risk it. Now tricks be looking at me like I'm they way about the project. Can't put you on my payroll, and no, I ain't got no Rolex, that no diamond at the exit with a sign saying we a rapper fool. My face is balled up cause I ain't in a happy mood, while my partner got the squeegee and the Windex. Cause somewhere in my life I done went wrong just like a syntax. Error, bring the terror to your dome like me. I'm gonna finish this out because this beat a free style. Now who the boys that be having it crunk every occasion? This side is just and that side is lacing, but in the middle we stay calm, we just drop.
Always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he has agreed to delay a 50% tariff on goods from the EU after a call with the head of the European Commission.
She asked for an extension on the June 1st date, and she said she wants to get down to serious negotiations.
Swaps of Russian and Ukrainian prisoners are still proceeding despite continuing attacks on Ukraine. Here is CBS's Haley Ott.
Hundreds of Russian missiles and drones were fired at Ukraine overnight in what the Ukrainian Air Force says was the worst aerial attack on the country since Russia's full-scale invasion 3 years ago.
5 years ago today, George Floyd died at the hands of Minneapolis police. His brother spoke at an event in Houston.
We can never give up. Because all you need to know, if you need just a little greatness inside of you, everybody has it, but sometimes you need that little push.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies and low 40s. Mostly sunny with a high near 70 on your Memorial Day Monday. Monday night, mostly cloudy, 46. Slight chance of rain on Tuesday. We'll see a high near 66. And then rain is likely Tuesday night and Wednesday.
It's 64 at our studios.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Flanders Fields is one of the most notable poems written during World War I, perhaps even the most famous war poem of all time. Canadian physician and Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae wrote it on 3rd May of 1915, after he witnessed the death of his friend, Lieutenant Alex Helmer, 22 years old, the day before.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw, the torch be yours to hold it high, if ye break faith with us who die. We shall not sleep, though poppies grow, in Flanders Fields.
In Flanders Fields was first published in December 1915. Within months, the poem came to symbolize the sacrifices of all those who were fighting for in the First World War. Today, the poem continues to be part of the memorial ceremonies around the world.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Symphony that's live.
That song has been hitting my soul the same way since 1993, from the album Siamese Dream, Chicago's own Smashing Pumpkins with Cherub Rock. Wrapping up, want to thank Loudwire and all of you. Get me your requests, everybody. Anything released in the 90s, we'll play it. Email me, DM us on Facebook, Smoke Signals, Morse Code, whatever you got to do, get us those requests. We want to play the music you want to hear. We end our beginnings theme with one of the biggest hits of the 90s to this day, from the 1991 album Black. Here is Metallica with Enter Sandman. Be good to each other. We'll meet you back here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has agreed to delay implementing a 50% tariff on goods from the European Union after speaking to the president of the European Commission.
We had a very nice call and I agreed to move it. I believe June 9th would be, July 9th would be the date. That was the date she requested. Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th?
A new bill has made it mandatory for the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom in Texas. Republican State Senator Phil King.
We want kids to see that there are certain standards for morality. We want them to see that every day when they walk in that classroom.
The Senate will take up the budget bill after it narrowly passed the House last week. CBS's Christian Benavides.
The bill extends the 2017 tax cuts while also fulfilling a Trump campaign promise of no taxes on overtime or tips.
And it makes changes to Medicaid and adds spending for border security. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies and low 40s. Mostly sunny with a high near 70 on your Memorial Day Monday. Monday night, mostly cloudy, 46. Slight chance of rain on Tuesday. We'll see a high near 66. And then rain is likely Tuesday night and Wednesday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Old Dutch potato chips. Old Dutch, the snappy chips. Crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch, the crispiest. Old Dutch, the tastiest. Crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch potato chips.
Welcome to Masters of Mystery, brought to you by Old Dutch Foods and recorded before a live audience.
Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch, the snappy chips. Crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch potato chips.
Fans of perilous mysteries and chilling thrillers gathered together in the mystery room at Lucky's 13 Pub in lovely downtown Mendota, Minnesota. Each month, the country's greatest crime writers are summoned as we dissect their literary murders, disclose their writing journeys, and perhaps persuade them to divulge the secrets behind their captivating plots. So, dear listener, settle into your comfiest armchair with your favorite Old Dutch snack and prepare to be enthralled as you are immersed in the minds of the masters of mystery. Here's your host, Rob Young.
Tonight we have two authors who really write from their life experiences. Frank Weber is a forensic psychologist specializing in domestic abuse, rape and murder. That's how most introductions of Frank are started, because my introduction to Frank starts with beer. Frank likes beer. Frank has beer in his books. Frank likes to tell you exactly which beer his characters are drinking. And
I do.
His characters never drink the same beer twice in a row. In fact, Frank, even on his website, has highlighted a trip to Leinenkugel's in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Actually, Frank is a Minnesota native raised in a small rural town, one of 10 children. His father had a unique way of naming his children. He decided to do them in alphabetical order, so that would make you number 6.
I am.
Yeah, how about that? My math is good. So from A through?
J.
J. He labeled everything, Frank says, my dad, even the towel bar in the bathroom had towel bar on it, and made Frank wonder if there were really some small people who crept into their house and did chin-ups on it, because obviously there was a necessity of labeling it, which implied that it had another use. Another factoid about Frank: his uncle, a Chicago priest, wrote the book that was the basis